Jim Serger is in the studio with me tonight. I recently talked with him about the book he wrote with and about his father and his father's road back from alcoholism. The book is titled Go the Distance. Jim felt compelled to write it, in his words, to show that every single person is of value. It just may take a while to see that transpire. Jim is now undertaking an arduous journey as a way of paying back several organizations that have been major supports in his and his family's life. And we're going to learn about this journey tonight. Welcome back, Jim.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
It's good to see you. So you have built this journey, this trip, as two dads and a bike. Tell us where it begins, where it ends. Tell us about the bike. This is not a motorized bike.
That is correct.
And who your partner is.
My partner is my next-door neighbor, Scott Golden. He is a dear friend of mine, and his little boy and my little girl play and go to school together. He's the same age as I am. He's 41. And when I explained it to him a couple months ago what I wanted to do, Scott jumped to the occasion and said, I would love to go with you. And at first we thought, we don't even have any miles underneath our belt yet. We need to get a bike. And my real estate agent, Kurt Spurley, was kind enough, because he's a professional bike rider, to donate one of his bikes to the cause. The first day I went out, I did 4 miles and I was out of breath. Scott as well, 10 miles, he was out of breath. But as of today, and that was June 19th that I started, as of today, September the 5th, I have 903 miles under my belt. And he as well is about 300 or 400 miles under his belt.
And this journey actually is going to start in your hometown of Carmel, Indiana.
That is correct.
It will go for over 1,000 miles to...
It'll go all the way down to Amway Center, which is in Orlando, Florida. And that is where the Orlando Magic play. We will enter a journey right there, hopefully to shake hands with a dear friend of mine that I've only shook hands with once. And that is the senior vice president of the Orlando Magic, Pat Williams.
In large part, you have undertaken this journey to pay it forward, if you will, in Oprah's expression, to some organizations that have been very important in your life. And Pat Williams played a real part in one of those and in your life. So tell us about what the connection is with him, please.
Absolutely. In winter of 2010, at a manager's meeting with Home City Ice, who I work for out of Cincinnati, Pat Williams was a motivational teacher. He talked about and touched base about how important it is to read. He said reading 15 minutes would change your life. And at the end of the meeting, I shook his hand, said, thank you for coming. I entered into the room again. They said, does anybody have a birthday today? I said, yes, that's me. And they said, congratulations, you win Pat's latest book. And his title was Extreme Dreams Depend on Teams. It took me 2.5 weeks to read the book. That was my first book I had read in 20 years since graduating from college. Then I bought another one of his. Then I bought another one. And then in the 1 year, I read 71 books. So in 30 months, I've read now 158 books. And I see now the value of reading and how important it is. It's changed my life. Not only do I grasp information more, but my wife now reads more. My little girl plows through books more. We go to half-price books. We go to bookstores all the time now, whereas we used to just go to who knows where, just to waste time. So that benefit, I want to pay that forward and let everybody know out there how important it is to read. And I caught that through Pat 15 minutes.
Certainly a key organization in your life and your father's has been Prospect House. It's a home for men who are dealing with alcoholism. David Logan's been the wonderful director there for years. So tell us how this came into your life and what it's meant.
My father for years was in denial of his alcoholism. And in 1990, we faced him. And then again in 1999, we had to allow him to hit rock bottom, which then we got him admitted to the Prospect House. And in the 18 months that my dad lived there, attended there, Mr. Logan, as well as the other executives and the other members of the Prospect House, which is right here in Lower Price Hill, basically rehabilitated my dad. We were able to get him back into our life. I was able to have a dad. My mom was able to have a husband. And all of a sudden, his cousins and his dad and other people started basically bringing him back with open arms, because in the 18 months my dad was there, he got a job. He was able to file taxes. He was able to be sober. He was able to understand structure, leadership, character, all the things that ate him alive while he was an alcoholic the Prospect House was able not only to save my dad, as they say it, but in the 39 years, they were able to save 6,200 other men, which could be boys, sons, fathers, grandfathers, who has it. And it's a special program to the Serger family, as well as it is to many other families.
And then there are two other organizations that you're also writing for. What are those?
The other one is the Multiple Myeloma Research Foundation. My father is a cancer survivor. He had bladder cancer. His mother passed away of breast cancer. His uncle passed away of leukemia. My father-in-law had testicular cancer, and his brother passed away of that disease as well. Pat Williams, a gentleman I'm going to be riding a bike down and shaking his hand, he was diagnosed in January of 2011 with multiple myeloma cancer. Multiple myeloma cancer is incurable. And everything that Pat touches about, character, vision, passion, willpower, and commitment, he dumped into 2011 all the way to 2012, and he put cancer in remission. And it's in remission right now, even though it's incurable. Pat is able to go on the road and speak. He functions correctly. Everything is fine as far as I know, so I'm thankful for that. The other one is the American Foundation of Suicide Prevention. In 1990, my father tried to take his life. And in 1999, right before the Prospect House, my father tried to take his life again. But because of him facing up to his denial on a borrowed quarter, he asked somebody for help, and help was there. Unfortunately, one of my dad's dear friends, Paul Reitenbach, who helped me through my crisis and my family helped deal with my dad going through his problems, his daughter, Shannon, took her life 2 years ago. I wanted to share with that because I'm fortunate that my dad is here, but I'm also fortunate in Paul's younger daughter, Emily, who has really put together a very, very good memorial for Shannon. It's called Shannon's Butterflies, and they do a walk to raise money for American Foundation of Suicide Prevention, which is a national program, and all the funds through Shannon's Butterflies go directly to the source to help educate other people. It's okay to have problems. It's okay to talk about suicide, but you got to talk to somebody else other than just yourself. And that's what the ride's about, is to educate other people about suicide prevention.
It's always a delight to talk with you. And I thought the last time we talked how lucky your dad was to have you on his team. I know sports have been a big part of your life and his. And I'm thinking now that these organizations are as fortunate also. I always appreciate your honesty and your passion about what you bring to your own family and now reaching out to a much larger community. So best of luck with this
ride. Thank you so much.
We'll look forward to hearing from you when you return.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Thanks for coming. I've been talking with Jim Serger about his upcoming bike trip of over 1,000 miles to support Prospect House, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, the International Reading Association, and the Multiple Myeloma Research Foundation. You'll find more information about his trip, these organizations, and how to donate at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Barbara Gray.